This is Future Talk.
Future Talk.
Future Talk with Amyal Saleh and Hani Balkis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Future Talk right here on Pulse 95. It is me, Hani Balkis, with Amyal Saleh, bringing you everything you need to know about what's happening in the tech world, in the UAE, and all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 23rd of April, 2024, and it does seem that we have most roads right here in the UAE and Sharjah back to normal. Inshallah, by this week, we should be seeing all the roads and all the normal flow of traffic happening as per usual. Hope you guys have been staying safe. I know a lot of people have not been going to work because, they don't want to get stuck in traffic. And a lot of companies and schools and universities are giving, people the option to remote learn or even remote work. But ladies and gentlemen, when it does come to tech news happening right here in the UAE, we're talking about DuPay and how this will move the UAE towards a cashless economy. Yes, DuPay, we're going to be talking about that, explaining that and what that means for future of payments. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Microsoft and how they have invested $1.5 billion in Abu Dhabi's G42, and that is to accelerate AI development and even at a global expansion. Also, we're talking about MSI and how they're launching the world's first ever gaming handheld with an Intel Core Ultra right here in the Middle East. Also, we're talking about how Tesla is cutting U.S. prices for three of its electric vehicle models after a difficult week. Now, I find it so fun and cool when Tesla decides to, cut prices, and Elon Musk does announce on Twitter as if he is spot trading on crypto. We're putting it by $3,000. So we're going to be talking about that. Why is that happening? What does that mean for the UAE Tesla market as well? And if we will be seeing car prices drop. 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think. I am taking a very short break, but when I come back, I'm talking all about DuPay and how it will change the way we make payments right here in the UAE.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I rarely carry cash. I rarely have cash on me, and I don't like having cash on me. And, I always use Apple Pay, or I'm using my cards. I really don't carry any cash, and my wallet is almost never with me. And that has been the way for the past 5 or 6 years now. And I know a lot of people like me who don't use cash unless it is really needed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with more advancements in technology, a new player has stepped to the plate. And we're talking about the telecommunication giant Du and how they have created DuPay and how that will move the UAE even quicker towards a cashless economy. Now, telecoms firm Du has announced the launch of DuPay, and it does mark a significant milestone in the UAE's transition towards a cashless economy and even aligning seamlessly with the national agenda for digitalization. Now, the innovative digital financial solution is poised to play a very pivotal role in enhancing financial inclusion, accessibility, and even security. Now, we are looking at how this was licensed by the Central Bank of the UAE, and DuPay is on a mission to simplify the digital financial services for everyone, everywhere, right here in the UAE. Now, it is going to be offering a diverse field of digital financial services and payment services, from international money transfers or even peer-to-peer transfers to mobile top-ups and even bill payments. Now, additionally, it does support salary deposits through an IBAN and does serve as a versatile account for users, and the features are available in 6 languages. Obviously, we're talking about Arabic, English, Hindi, Bengali, Malayalam, and even Tamil. Now, Fahd, who is the CEO at Du, said DuPay underlines the company's commitment to leveraging technology for financial employment, contributing to the directives of the UAE's leadership towards a fully digitalized and inclusive financial ecosystem. Now, we're looking at how with $39.7 billion in outward international transfer, money transfer volumes from the UAE, DuPay is positioned to tap into that extensive market by providing services that prioritize simplicity and customer-centric experience. Obviously, we do know a lot of people send money internationally every single day right here in the UAE, and they use various means to do it. And DuPay does want to tap into that market at the same time, have a better quality of life for people using the international money transfers. Now, looking at how, the CEO of DuPay said, in the UAE, we believe there's a very big opportunity for digital money services to grow, and this does push companies like ours to focus on new ideas and better ways to help the diverse population of the UAE with their digital financial services needed, including international money transfers. Now, if you, are from America or from, the Western countries, you do know, or you've lived there, you do know there's something called Cash App, Venmo, or I think there's also called Zelle, and those are ways or applications that people do to pay one another right there on the spot. And we don't have that right here in the UAE. And I believe with this, we're going to be saying, for example, you want to pay someone back real quick. Let's say you're out and they pay for the whole meal. And you're like, hey, I want to give you back your 100 dirhams, or I want to pay for that meal. Okay, sure, no problem. Do pay me the 100, and then boom, bang, bing, right there. And then 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think. I am taking a short break, but when I come back, much more tech news is coming at you.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Microsoft, ladies and gentlemen, one of the legends in the tech game, has invested $1.5 billion in Abu Dhabi's G42, and that is going to accelerate AI development and even global expansion. Now, G42, ladies and gentlemen, is the leading UAE-based AI technology holding company, and Microsoft just yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, did announce a $1.5 billion strategic investment by Microsoft in G42. Now, the investment will strengthen the two companies' collaboration on bringing the latest Microsoft AI technologies and skilling initiatives to the UAE and other countries around the world. As part of the extended partnership, Bran Smith, who is the vice chair and president of Microsoft, will join the G42 board of directors. Now, that is very big, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why is it very big? If we go back a little bit, and if you focus and you pay attention to Future Talk, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know that many times before we have said that Microsoft, is very well invested into OpenAI that has created ChatGPT, generative AI. We do know that ChatGPT is killing the game when it comes to artificial intelligence. And now the founder or the vice president and, co-founder and the director of Microsoft and president will join the board of directors for the G42, and that is very big news. Now, we're looking at how the expanded collaboration will empower organizations of all sizes in new markets to harness the benefits of AI and the cloud while ensuring they are adopting AI that does adhere to world-leading standards in safety and even security. Now, we're looking at how building on the two organizations' long-standing collaboration in AI and even digital transformation, Microsoft investment does deepen the commitment to this strategic partnership. Now, G42 and Microsoft will also work together to bring advanced AI and digital infrastructure to countries in the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa, providing these nations with equitable access to services that do address important governmental and business concerns while still ensuring the highest standard of security and even privacy. Now, Sheikh Tahnoon bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who is the chairman of G42, said that Microsoft's investment in G42 does mark a very pivotal role moment in our company's journey of growth and innovation, and also does signify a strategic alignment of vision and execution between the two organizations. Now, the partnership will also support the development of a skilled and diverse AI workforce and talent pool that will drive innovation and competitiveness in the UAE and broader region with an investment of $1 billion in development fund for developers. So very big news, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you know, Microsoft being on the board of directors when it does come to UAE as well, this is a beautiful thing, a very beautiful thing, because the fact of the matter is, you know, the top leaders in AI right now when it does come to commercial use and public use would be OpenAI. And OpenAI is backed by Microsoft. And we have Microsoft's president right here on the board of the G42. That is a UAE-based or Abu Dhabi-based company. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, we will be getting the best of the best when it does come to AI and technology right here in the UAE. 4215, let me know what you guys think. We are taking a short break, but when we come back, much more tech news is coming at you.
Gadget of the day.
New tech you might want to play with.
New tech you might want to play with, ladies and gentlemen. This is for all my gamers. This is for all my boys and girls that do love fun gadgets and computers. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about MSI and how they're launching the world's first ever gaming handheld with Intel's Core Ultra right here in the Middle East. Now, MSI has launched the world's first ever gaming handheld powered by Intel Core Ultra processor. Now, the Claw is equipped with ARC graphics featuring up to 8 Xe cores and advanced XeSS technology. And the Claw does ensure smooth gameplay across AAA titles. Now, we're looking at a robust cooling system and a large 53-watt battery coupled with Thunderbolt 4 connectivity, which does allow for high data transfer rates and external device connections, making it a very exceptional handheld device for gamers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at how for the past 2 or 3 years now, handheld computers have been hitting the markets. We've saw it with, you know, the Steam Deck and also the ROG Strix. Now, we're looking at how the Core Ultra does stand out with this new silicon architecture, AI capabilities, and the pioneering ARC TM integrated graphics, which does, just like I did mention, have 8E cores. Now, the configuration does deliver twice the graphical performance of previous generations, which would be enhanced by XeSS super sampling technology, and does offer smooth gameplay at 1080p resolution and medium settings. Now, we are looking at how it does have a 120Hz refresh rate display, and if you ask me, that is beautiful. Now, MSI Claw does represent a breakthrough in handheld gaming equipped with the Intel Core Ultra processor, and it does elevate FPS for smooth, immersive gameplay, even in demanding AAA titles. Now, the device does incorporate the MSI Cooler Boost Hyperflow technology, and does feature dual fans and heat pipes that do efficiently dissipate heat as well. Now, the intra-flow thermal design does optimize airflow to cool internal components, ensuring top gaming performance. Now, the Claw does boast a class-leading 53 WHR battery, offering an impressive 2-hour battery life under full workload. And if you ask me, ladies and gentlemen, that is the top of the top. Now, we're looking at how ergonomically, the Claw does fit comfortably in various hand size, enhancing the gaming experience, and does feature a 7-inch full high-definition touchscreen display with a 120Hz refresh rate, just like I did mention. Now, we are looking at how it is available to shop online and does feature in major retailers across the UAE, and that does include Virgin Megastore, Sharaf DG, GK, Jumbo, Eros, and Amazon, as well as Computer Plaza with HyperX AI computers across the country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very, very sophisticated device. And if you guys do know, I am a big gamer myself. I am rocking the 4080 RTX with an i7 14th gen, 32 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM on my setup. That is my computer that I use every single day and I game with. So I'm looking at how if I was on the go all the time, this would be my go-to device. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how computer gaming and PC gaming, whether it's handheld or on a full setup is becoming the new normal, and a lot of consoles like Xbox and PlayStation are having to step up to the plate and see what's going on. Now, it does come to handheld gaming. If you guys do remember, the PSP was the pinnacle, and if I'm being 100% honest, it was way ahead of its time. And it does seem that Sony as well will step up the game and maybe introduce the PSP2 in the near future if we do look at more trends happening with handheld gaming. 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think, but I'm taking a very short break. But when I come back, much more tech news is coming at you.
Tech this now. All 95.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about Tesla and how they have knocked $2,000 off of the prices of three of its five models in the United States. Now, we're looking at how Tesla has knocked off the prices of three of its five models, another sign of the challenges that are facing the electric vehicle maker led by Elon Musk. Now, the company that did cut the prices of the Model Y, a small SUV, which is Tesla's, by the way, most popular model and the top-selling electric vehicle in the U.S., and also of the Model X and S, which is its older and more expensive models. Now, the prices for the Model 3 sedan and the Cybertruck did stay the same. Now, the cuts did reduce the starting price for Model Y to $42,990 and to $72,990 for Model S and $77,790 for Model X. Now, we are looking at this because, ladies and gentlemen, earlier last week, they did announce that they were cutting 20% of their workforce or labor force globally when it does come to Tesla. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is the economy in the U.S. is not doing good. And then obviously that will trickle down to the rest of the world's economy. Right now it's unprecedented times. And Elon Musk is taking measures into his own hands to kind of prepare for what's coming. Because unfortunately, we are looking at how, in the U.S. it's very debatable. But they are saying there's a recession going on and soon the economy will crash. I don't know, man. It's tough times, and Elon Musk is trying to save face before, they go down under, and it's a very tough time for Tesla. But what does this mean for Teslas right here in the UAE? Now, naturally, ladies and gentlemen, when the prices go down in the U.S., slowly we get the prices go down here as well. When is it going to happen? I don't really know, but we are looking at how $3,000, which if you do times 3.65, 3.67, around 10,000 dirhams. So it's a pretty fair chunk to wipe off when it comes to cars. But again, 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think. And if you guys are in the market for buying a new car anytime soon, I don't like electric vehicles, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. I'm sorry if you drive a Tesla car, but for me, or any electrical vehicle for that matter, but for me, ladies and gentlemen, I like my petrol-powered cars. It's more convenient to me. Right now, I feel like we're still fairly new in the EV market. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I would use an electric vehicle if it would be my second car. It wouldn't be, or maybe it would be my daily driver and then have my my other car, my petrol-powered car, for the hard times. But for me, ladies and gentlemen, I can't justify having an electric vehicle right now, because I'm a man that likes to be prepared at all times and always is ready for anything that comes to him. So, for example, my biggest argument, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to why I don't want an electric vehicle, let's say right now I am in the beautiful Emirate of Sharjah and I want to go to the beautiful capital of the UAE, Abu Dhabi. No problem. I got 40-60% charge in my Tesla. I drive all the way to Abu Dhabi and I gotta run back to Sharjah. How am I going to do that? I don't think it's going to be enough charge, right? If I had a petrol powered vehicle, I just go to the gas station, say, hey, for special boss, and I'm good to go. But then I would have to charge it, find a supercharger, find an electric charging station, time out of my day. For me, it's not practical. For some people, it works. For some, it doesn't. And for me, EVs are not for me. Maybe when we have bigger powered batteries from these car makers, maybe. Hybrid cars do sound like a good alternative as well. But for for me, ladies and gentlemen, EVs are not it. 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think. And if you're in the market to buy a Tesla car, and if you have a Tesla, please debunk my theory, right? I would love text messages. Let us know. And the person with the best theory, I will bring them on the air tomorrow to have a little bit of a debate with me. 4215, but this does mark the end of Future Talk for today. I'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, only here on Pulse 95.